Okay, let's start this all over again. Thank you so much, Ron. Ron Clark, who's also my music director here this morning. I'm really happy to have Ron as my music director. As far as I'm concerned, his music is the best. He's pretty much our in-house music resident player, spending many hours late at night just playing those wonderful songs that he finds. He has a archive of hundreds, and probably it's in the thousands of songs, and I'm very happy that Ron Clark is with us this morning as my music director. And we also have Lynn Johnson right here is going to be a reader this morning, and we have Jay McCormick is going to be an admin here this morning, making sure that everything happens well. That everything happens well. Well is just as good as perfect. All is well. And I did say earlier, so probably you didn't hear me, I just want to thank Regina Dawn Akers for creating Awakening Together. And of course, she was she led the first two. She was a minister for the first and second Awakening Together, and welcoming everyone here for this third. I see Phil Frisk in the room. Phil will be joining us in the weeks and months ahead as a guest teacher. So I want to thank you so much, Phil, for being here, and thanking everyone for joining us here this morning. And I really would like to do my very best to walk in Regina's footsteps when it comes to the program, the outline of this program, which, as you know, goes for 1 hour and 15 minutes, usually starts at 10:15, goes to 11:30. And there is a format, and we're going to do our very best to follow that format. Okay, Lynn Johnson says the radio is now working, so if you're listening in on Awakening Together Radio, which could be also called Open Minds Radio or ACM Gather Radio, to me it's all the same. I don't really see differences in words. Most of you know that I have really been really fortunate and blessed at a very early age to see sameness rather than differences. I guess it was kind of like given to me. Some people are given to sing, and they have wonderful voices. Certainly mine is not one of those voices you want to listen to singing a song. Others are given excellent writing skills, and mine are okay. But I notice I don't do a lot of writing. I do a lot of sharing on the mic. But I guess if I was saying that I was given a gift at all, it would be the gift of very early in my life not seeing differences, but actually seeing that we don't have to use names and labels and give meanings to things and set one thing apart from the other, that somehow it was given to me to see sameness, which is another word for equality, which is pretty much a wonderful word for awakening together, for if of all the core values, the idea that we are the equal, perfect children of God, and that wisdom is not personal, that we all have equal wisdom, all have equal wisdom. Okay, I'm going to use this section of our morning services to actually invite everyone here, just as you were at a physical meeting. The only thing I guess you can do is put your arms around the person next to you and hug them. But we call this meet and greet. And I'm going to ask Ron to give us a few minutes of music background for this meet and greet. And it's really okay to just mention somebody by name, like, hi, Julie, Rev Julie, hi, Linda, hi, Patsy, hi, Patrick, hi, Deborah. So you can say, you know, and really, beside the hi and good morning, you know, you can just share with them something from your heart, saying, I see you as myself, or anything that comes up. So for the next couple of minutes, that is what we're going to do. So turning this mic over to you, Ron Clark.
Children, my old man used to sing a little song, but now I've grown to be a man, but it's still a hunger deep within my soul. Oh yes, it lingers deep within my soul. You see now, this strain, it is bound to glory. This train. This train, it is bound to glory. Carry no backsliders. It's strange. This train don't carry no backsliders.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron, for the music. I love the music, and thanks everyone for your well wishes, your blessings. Because when you actually greet another, as it says in the course, every encounter is a holy encounter. You're really blessing your brother by actually seeing them in the light. You're blessing your brother by seeing them in the light. This is the time in the program that, again, of course, for those people who are not aware, Regina's away this particular weekend. She's in St. Louis doing a workshop with Scott Kallikstein. I'm sure everybody, a few of the members of this assembly, Awakening Together, actually are there. I know that Joe Schmitz went from Kansas City, and I do know that Barbara Siegel flew in from Phoenix all the way in to St. Louis. Of course, she used to live in St. Louis, so she is away today. And it's a funny thing, is I didn't expect her to be away on my very first day, and I figured, well, Regina would be right here. But she is right here, of course, because in truth, we are always right here, right now, equally in the one mind of God. Sometimes we can't really wrap our mind around that. We really can't wrap our mind around that. I forgot who, oh yeah, it was Ken Mallory the other day who said, you know, our mind really can't see the whole picture. Our mind can't really see the whole picture. When he said that, it came up to me, yes, that's true. You can't, given what we have taken on for what we can see and what we can't see, we really have to develop trust, which is a key word here. Trust is the trusting that, as a matter of fact, even though I can't see the whole picture, that I know that all is well, that the love of God Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I didn't shift over. Okay. Okay. Yeah, very good. Yes. Sound is low. Okay. Okay. What I was saying is that we're talking about Regina being away in St. Louis for this particular weekend. And of course, that was something I didn't foresee. I figured that Regina would be here for this first weekend that I'm on as a minister. And then all of a sudden I realized she's going to be in St. Louis. And yet she is here. She is here. Of course, we are all here. When we say that the voice for God speaks to us all through the day from the one voice, the Word of God, which is one. I saw that just the other day in NTI. The Word of God and the voice for God are really one and the same. So we're all tuned in to the voice for God, and it's our willingness to trust that the voice for God is speaking to us all through the day. And that voice for God, that one voice, speaks through all of us. We are all connected in that one voice. That voice for God, which you can call the Holy Spirit, I'll call it the voice for God. We trust that we become this empty shell, this empty vehicle in which this voice for God speaks to us. First, the message is given to us, and then through us to be shared with all our brothers and sisters. So what I was saying just a little bit earlier, as Ken Mallory pointed out, our mind, given where we've been hanging out, really can't see the whole picture. But yet the whole picture is still there. And we begin to develop trust that the whole picture, as God sees it, as Christ sees it, as Christ's vision sees it, that it is perfect, that everything is happening perfectly. It does help when you have trained your mind to see sameness rather than differences, because the faster you see sameness rather than differences, that's how fast you're seeing the whole picture. Because the whole picture is one. Certainly there is no exceptions to that, for there are no exceptions in God. And you find that line in Lesson 47, God is the strength in which I trust. So I had a few minutes to just talk about the statement of purpose, and I'm just going to bring that up for just a second. The statement of our purpose here, and the statement of purpose according to Awakening Together, is we are an assembly of equals. I love the word equals, joined in common purpose. Common purpose is another word for shared purpose. So we share in a common purpose, awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. Let me just put that up here just in case. Well, I guess it didn't. Okay, thank you so much, Jay. You just put up a place where you can actually go and see our purpose and our values. Let me try this just one more time, see if it works. Yeah, there it is. So that is our purpose. And yes, the word equals is something that basically is worth dwelling on for a moment. You know, it's nice to be called equal, but unless you are experiencing that you're equal, it's just another word. An equal is really what frees our mind. Without equality, peace is impossible. And we all know that the goal, of whether it's this course or any course, is really to know the truth of what we are, which is the peace of God, for the love of God is the author of peace. And peace is the one condition necessary for the kingdom. You cannot enter the kingdom. You cannot be in the kingdom without the peace of God. And yes, peace has one condition, and that condition is equality. But again, just saying it is one thing. to actually experience that you are equal, there is some work to be done, literally, to actually experience that you are the equal Son of God. We have become accustomed to getting and receiving, and I'm thinking of the story of the ancient Hebrews who were slaves in ancient Egypt, and they had gone through 400 years of slavery. And yes, they had actually become accustomed to the fact that, yes, I go out and cut stone and drag stones and dig ditches, and yet somehow I'm going to get 3 square meals and a place to live at the end of the day. And it doesn't really, you know, mean much if that is what I'm looking for, is to get those 3 square meals at the end of the day and a place to lay my head. On the other hand, along comes Moses, who basically never did ever know anything about seeking approval, which Lisa Natoli was just sharing on recently. And he saw that freedom rather than slavery was a place where he could say to his people, follow me and you will be free. And if we look at the symbolism of it, even though they said, oh yeah, we're going to follow you, they really weren't all that happy leaving their 3 square meals and the place to lay their head at the end of the day to go out into the desert. And there was a lot of upset and there's a lot of anger. You know, you took us out here and where are you taking us? I mean, you know, at least there we had 3 meals a day. I mean, yeah, maybe we were slaves, but now I don't know anything about anything. And where are we going? And you promised us a land of milk and honey. Where is that? Now, if you know the story, they traveled for 40 years in the desert. And many people have asked the question, you know, why does it take 40 years to cross a desert that even if you did it today on foot would only take about 6 or 7 days? Where does this 40 years come from? And so they who understand that everything is symbolic, and they look beyond the symbols to why 40 years? Well, the old thought system of slavery and being looking for approval, looking for somebody to give them the 3 square meals a day and a place to lay my head, that slave thought system had to be finally erased. It had to be erased because only the free, only the equal, can actually enter the promised land. Whether that promised land is the land of milk and honey, the other side of the Jordan River, or the kingdom of God, I must be willing to recognize it is not what I get, as Jesus says, you know, in this undoing process where you want to be free of being a hostage, the first order of the day is to stop the getting habit. So it's my willingness to share, my willingness to give, is where I begin to experience that I am given everything, and when I'm given, I'm free to share and give with all. And that's where I begin to experience equality, that I am the equal Son of God, not after the next service or next month or next year or whenever I finish this course or this book or the next conference or this or that. No, it is because I am the Holy Son of God now, and I am given all. But the only way to know that is the very first of the 3 lessons of the Holy Spirit: to have all, give all, to all. So for me, that is one of the purposes of Awaken Together, that we all come from the same equal source. We all have equal wisdom. We all are given the exact same access to the oneness, the love, the strength, the blessings of God. God blesses us all, and we share his blessings with all. Okay. I think we're at that particular time, unless somebody wants to help me, tell me that we're not, I'm going to make one more announcement, actually. Announcements, for me, an announcement is, in fact, this leads right into what I was just saying. Here at Awakening Together, Lynn Johnson is in charge of the admins, meaning that anyone who is a member of Awakening Together can actually say, yes, I would love to become responsible and become an admin. And in being an admin, you're actually giving time to be with your brothers and sisters who come here on a daily basis to share. And usually it's a four-hour commitment, maybe once a week. And we already have many who have already taken that on. Melinda, thank you so much, is here on Fridays from 4 to 8. Jay McCormick is here on Thursdays from about 7 to 11 in the evening. Regina Dawn Akers is here on Wednesdays from 8 to 12. And I'd love to see many more of you. And whatever the time is good, although I must say, if you can do the evening hours, like Melinda did from 4 to 8, that would be wonderful. But whatever it is, all you have to do is to contact Lynn Johnson, who's right here in the room, as Awakening Together, and contact her. She is in charge of the schedule. She'll also tell you what it takes to be an admin. And, of course, many of you know that I have been an admin here for 10 years. Actually, it is a joy. It really is a joy. Regina once said to me, I don't know how you do it, Dove, but it must be your calling. Yes, and the calling is not to be an admin. The calling is to be responsible. To be responsible is to be cause in your own healing, to actually say, yes, I'm an active participant. So like the early slaves who left Egypt when they first left, who kind of wanted to blame Moses for, look at this, Moses, look at what you got us into. I mean, you know, nothing but sandstorms and, you know, sand in my manna. You know, where are you leading us? But the new generation that grew up in that 40 years, they actually saw that they were responsible. That's where healing is. Healing starts with being responsible. That's where it starts. I am cause in my own healing. Yes, I have done this to myself, and anything that I have done, I can undo. Until then, I still remain pretty much slave to that thought system that somebody is going to do it for me. And that's pretty much what keeps us stuck in this world, thinking that there's somebody outside of me that's going to do something for me. And that's not true. Okay, with that, I'm going to turn this mic over. Is there a time now, Ron, for a song? I'm not sure. And then Lynn is going to do the reading. Ron says, yes, time for a song. Okay, thank you so much, Ron Clark. And this is Ron's choice for a song for all of us right here, right now. Thank you.
Earthbound, there is a freedom, there is a call. of the children, there am I playing. I am the joy of all life.
Wow, thank you, Ron. That was beautiful. What a sweet song, and I love Kathy Zaveda. So this is Lynn, and I'm here to do our reading. I did want to mention that the radio is not working. It will not stream. I've been in contact with Shoutcast. I'm waiting to hear from them what is going on. But anyway, thank you all for coming in the room. It's so good to see your sweet faces. And I know that when I look at the names of all of you in the room and know how much I love you all, I'm just so grateful that you're here. And thank you, Dove, for allowing me to be your reader today. The passage that we have selected to read is the NTI lesson from a couple of days ago. And when I read this, I was just so tired. How it completely reflects my current thinking, my current spiritual position, where I am, what I'm doing. And so I'm so grateful to be able to share this with you. And this is from NTI Corinthians chapter 14. Do not wish for gifts that are not yours. Everything is yours. To wish for something that you believe you do not have is to believe that you are an illusion of yourself. Lay down your wishing and your partial definition of who you are. Be open to receive the truth. You are the Son of God. You do not see yourself in this way because you choose to see yourself in other ways. The other definitions that you choose are chosen by you as a mask of who you would like to be, but a mask that covers that which you are. In living out your roles as you have chosen them to be, you have forgotten the truth that is under the mask. Surely the one under the mask is the creator of everything that makes up the mask. Surely the one who made the mask is beyond the mask that he made. And I just want to stop for a moment and just reflect on that. Yes, I made the mask. That means that I am not the mask and I am the mask. I am the maker of what I think I am. And therefore I can make whatever I want. I can make whatever I want and or I can choose to be what God created. Back to the reading, paragraph 7. You who limit yourself to the mask, limit one who is unlimited. And you do this by your own choice. Lay down the mask. Lay down the roles and concepts that tell you who you are. Realize that you have forgotten everything beyond the mask that you have held to. Become as an empty shell without any part of the mask held for security. Release all of it. Release all of it. that I may fill you with the memory of who you are. You do not know who you are. This is true enough, only you do not know it is true if you are insisting on clinging to your mask. The heart knows you are not the many faces of the mask that you wear. The heart knows you are beyond the mask, yet the heart cannot know what the mind does not know. The heart can only know there is more, and then call to the mind to that which the heart feels. But if the mind answers the heart with belief in the mask, the heart knows it has not been answered. Listen to the calling of the heart. Lay down all belief in the mask. At the heart's true pleading, become as an empty shell, that you may be filled with the true answer that satisfies the question of the heart. Your mask is like a block to your truth. As you hold the mask up firmly, claiming it is what you are, that which is your truth is firmly hidden by you. Look carefully at what you do. Look carefully at what you do. Look carefully at what you do. Is this truly what you want to do? Do you wish to insist that you are what you are not? Can a mask, even though it is insisted upon, become the truth? It is your truth that shines for all to see and recognize, not your mask. For masks are limits, and limits are not real. No one looks upon limits and feels freed. Remove the mask. Let truth be known, that it may extend through you. This way, your brother recognizes the tight fit of his own mask, and he also seeks to be freed of limits. I'm going to read that paragraph again because this is so essential. Remove the mask. Let truth be known, that it may extend through you. This way, your brother recognizes the tight fit of his own mask, and he also seeks to be free of limits. Lay down all limits that you have taken up upon yourself. I did not give you any of them. They are not of me. They are not of your truth. They are of the mask, by the mask, and for the mask. Therefore, they can only limit the mask. By laying down the mask, you lay down limits also. And that is today's reading from NTI 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Thank you all.
All right, thank you so much for the truly moving passage. And funny thing is, I had no idea that was going to be the reading until just yesterday when Tay Seaver could not be here for Saturday morning NTI, and Lynn said that she would take it, and that was the reading. And I heard Lynn saying, "Oh my God, I never really saw this until just now." And knowing Lynn, if this is something that moves Lynn to recognize that she had this mask drawn down where she could not see, and all of a sudden she realized that this is not the mask I am. These limits are not my limits. I gladly let them go. I said, "My goodness." And I then reread it, and I said, "Let's do this as our reading," because I was going to do 1 John chapter 1, where he says, "The word of God and the voice for God are one and the same." Let's see how they all come together. I'm going to take this moment to do an opening prayer, which actually many of you know this opening prayer by heart. Some of you even sing it before you start sharing. I'm here only to be truly helpful. I'm here to represent Him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because He who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever He wishes, knowing He goes there with me. I will be healed as I let Him teach me to heal. And for anyone who would like to know where that is, it's on page 28 in chapter 2 of the FIP, Course in Miracles textbook. Okay, what a wonderful plate you have set before us, Lynn Johnson. The recognition that I am not what I pretend, and I've been pretending for so long that I actually think that this is who I am. And the way that I know that I think that this is who I am is I'm constantly comparing myself with others. And all of those I thoughts, all of those me thoughts, me over here and you over there, are just the mask. They are the self-imposed limitations, the restrictions, the rules that I have made up for myself. Actually, I like to blame the ego on it, but the ego is really just a thought system that I conveniently took on so that I could pretend to hide out and not be the one that accuses and sees others as wrong and guilty, and me as Mr. or Miss Innocent over here. Maybe I can escape the wrath of God. Of course, that's another projection, the wrath of God. Because, you know, after all, I don't know if really God really approves of anything that I have done, such as setting up this little world of mine that basically I didn't really do this as an act of love. I did it really as an act of denial of the love of God, which is really denial of myself. I did take something from 1 John chapter 1, and let me put it up here, and we'll take a look at it together. It says, "The voice for God has always been, since the beginning of time and before. He is the overseer of all things. As all things are made, He saw that they were good. It was not through His wish that the earth and the heavens were made, but it was through His knowledge that they were blessed." It was through His knowledge that they were blessed. So everything here actually is blessed. Everything. And sometimes we don't quite, you know, because our mind likes to say, well, what's true is true, and what's false is false, and, you know, sometimes that is not willing to see the whole picture. As we said here earlier, you know, our minds, you know, we like to think of our minds as pretty brilliant, pretty, you know, aware. We're aware of what is, we're aware of what is not, we're aware of what's true, we're aware of what's not true. But is there such a thing as the whole picture that sees all as perfect, not as different in any way? And I think the key here is that even though it wasn't God's wish, in other words, the love of God, it wasn't for the Creator's wish to create a place that seems to be separate and apart and different, where specialness was the idol worshipped. It wasn't His wish, yet He blessed it. He blessed it and saw that it was good, And why would he bless it and see that it's good? Well, it was his son's wish. It was his son's wish. The Son of God wished to have this place where he can actually be, excuse expression, special and different and unique and this and that. And, you know, and we say sometimes, well, you know, why would I ever do this, you know? Why wouldn't I just be content with what is? Well, in truth, we are. We are really content with what is. But the way that we feed into the mask, remember the mask is not us, is that we actually think that things outside of us are different. But there's nothing really outside of us. There's that wonderful section of A Course in Miracles, which we just went through. I think it's chapter 18, section 3, Beyond the Body. And it actually starts out by saying, there is nothing outside of you. Ultimately, this is all you need to learn, that there's nothing outside of you. The moment that we see anything outside as something that I think I want to get, I'm really feeding and energizing the mask. I'm putting energy into my own limitations. The Word of God and the voice for God, which are one and the same, is what we are. All is given by the Word of God, by the voice for God. And the Word of God to me has a, it's not mentioned much in A Course in Miracles, but it's mentioned in one place, and I've always loved that one place. It's under the 10 characteristics of the teachers of God in the Manual for Teachers, section 4. And the only one that we are responsible for of the 10 is trust. There's that word trust again. Yes, I am responsible for letting go of the mask, for letting go of all the things that I think I need to do in order to have what it is that is worth having. The other 9, which is honesty, and only the trusting can afford to be honest, the tolerance, the patience, the gentleness, the joy, the generosity, the defenselessness, the faithfulness, and the open-mindedness are all given once we fully develop trust. So you might say, if there's anything that I'm here to do, it's to let go of the mask. That's basically what trust is. I am not this mask. I am not this thought system that sees differences. I am not any of the things, none of the thoughts that I take with me. That's why in that famous lesson 189, I feel the love of God within me now. He says, simply do this. Be still. Do not take with you one thought you ever had of yourself. That's the mask. Or one thought you ever had of God. That's also the mask. Do not take with you one concept that you ever learned from anything in this world. That's also the mask. Do not take with you one concept you ever thought was true or real or good or right. That's also the mask. Do not take with you one thought or concept that you were ever ashamed of. That's also the mask. Hold on to nothing. A 3-word sentence. Hold on to nothing. Forget this world. Forget this course. And come with holy, empty hands unto your God. Now, I mentioned the Word of God is mentioned, at least as far as I'm concerned, only once. You might say it's mentioned many more times, but that's okay. The Holy Spirit only pointed out to me in one place, and that's under faithfulness, to have the faith that this is true, that this is true. And it says, faithfulness is knowing that the Word of God will set all things right. I love the next sentence. Not just some, but all. You know, if I'm hanging on to the mask, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, that's right. The Word of God is going to come and is going to set all things right. It's going to protect me. It's going to undo everything for me. That's the mask speaking. That is not the truth. No. I am the Son of God. I am the Word of God. I am the voice for God. Someone's not going to do it for me. As Jesus says in the Course in Miracles, please don't ask me to do this for you. Even if I wanted to, I can't. I would be interfering with the most fundamental law of the universe, cause and effect. For me to appreciate and to understand and to experience that I am the equal Son of God, that I am the equal Son of God, I must be willing, and willing is the key word here, I must be willing to say, no, what I have done, I can undo. I have my Father's blessing in everything. I don't have to hide out. I don't have to hide behind a mask. I can let go of the mask now. The moment you say, you know, I do not need any of this now. I don't need these thoughts that are going through my head that tells me who my brother is and who my brother isn't. None of those things really mean anything. They really don't. And if I keep persisting and looking for somebody out there to do it for me, all that I'm doing is energizing the mask. I'm giving energy to nothing rather than to remember the truth of what I am. And that's why one of my favorite lines in the Course, many of you know, chapter 31, section 5, it's in paragraph 17, the chapter's called Self-Concept versus Self. Yes, we all made a concept, an ego for ourselves, a self-concept, a mask. But that is not who I am. But what does it take to finally know the truth of what I am? Finally, in paragraph 17, it says, there's nothing that this world is more afraid to hear than this. I do not know who I am. I don't know what I am. I don't know where I am. And in these words is salvation born. And what I am will tell me of itself. What I am, the truth of what I am, will tell me. I don't need something outside of me. I just have to be willing to put down the mask, to let go of all concepts, hold on to nothing, and say, I do not know. That is the leap of faith. Faithfulness is knowing that the Word of God will set all things right, not some, but all. That's the same as we find in that wonderful paragraph that so many people love to repeat from chapter 20, section 4, paragraph 8. It says, if you fulfill the one function given to you by your Father, no obstacles will bar your way, no stones to trip you up, the path will be made smooth and straight. And this is a guarantee given to you by your Father. It doesn't rest on contingency, like maybe if. It rests on certainty. And I always stop at this particular point because I say the part of me that is hoping that something outside is going to come and give me a guarantee says, oh, goody. God guarantees me eternal life. No obstacles to bar my way. The road will be made smooth. But that's not what the actual paragraph says. It says God's guarantee rests on certainty. It rests on you. For what can be more certain than a Son of God? And with that, I'm going to ask Ron to play some music as we enter into, say, 5 to 6 minutes of contemplation on maybe what something that you heard here that has inspired you, that maybe revealed something to you. So the next 5-6 minutes is going to be in silence with you contemplating, and then we're going to open up the room to some sharing. If there's something that you would like to share from anything that you heard or anything that's come to you. So we'll see you at the other side of Ron Clark's beautiful music. Ron, this mic is all yours. And thank you so much. Jay McCormick is reminding me he's going to be putting up a link a little bit later. I think it comes right after our sharing. So first we'll have the sharing. Ron Clark, this mic is all yours.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron, for that wonderful contemplative music. Exactly as Linda Hardesty says, wonderful contemplative music. I want to thank everyone who has used this time for just contemplating something that maybe comes up for you during this Awakening Together service. It doesn't matter what it is. This is a time for sharing. And actually, sharing is part of being responsible. You know, the first of the three lessons of the Holy Spirit, to have all, give all to all. There's many ways of being responsible, many ways to share. Obviously, one of them is your willingness to just be here and share from your heart with your brothers and sisters whatever wisdom has come to you, whatever thoughts have come to you, what has come up. As somebody early today said, has come up to be released, as it says in the Sedona method, and many other methods say the same thing. Whatever comes up, don't suppress it. Share it. Let it go. That's why it came up. The other way to be responsible and to be cause is actually, and I know that our brother Jay McCormick did say, that this is also an excellent time to consider a donation to Awakening Together. That is the link. And whether you did it earlier or you do it on the next half hour or whenever is good for you, you take a look at what has real value to you. You know, there is a wonderful line that you'll see and hear whatever it is that you cherish. And if what you cherish is the Awakening Together core values of remembering the truth of what I am, that we are the equal, perfect children of God. And that is my purpose. That is our only purpose, is to awaken from this dream of forgetfulness where I think that everything else is important, but I forget that, yes, I'm really here for my own healing, for the healing of the sonship. So your donation, your love gift is truly and greatly appreciated. So with that, I'm going to open up the mic. We have a good 10, 15 minutes for anyone who wishes to share at this particular time. Please do take a look at your willingness to share. And I promise you, and this is my experience, your willingness to share is really your saying, I'm taking off the mask. That is really what's going on. I am trusting that I am given everything, and whatever I'm given, I am willing to share it. So without further ado, I'd just like to open up this mic to anyone. Does anyone just raise your hand? Or if you don't even want to raise your hand, you can actually, Melinda Everett, thank you so much. This mic is all yours. And please just raise your hand if Melinda's on and you'll go next. We take them in order of the raising hand. Melinda, this mic is all yours. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. I'm glad you brought up the Sedona method. It's on really early, and this morning there was a session where people were asking questions to the facilitator of the. It's actually a live seminar that's recorded, and one thing that really jumped out at me, and I really recognized because I felt this a lot, and I don't really feel it so much anymore, but this people thinking that to take off the mask or to be willing to let something go is either hard or, you know, there's going to be like fireworks and angels are going to come down and sweep you right up, or, you know, just expectations about what it's going to look like, and high dances. And I thought that was so interesting, because all that is really necessary is that you open up, and the rest is just, you know, the falling away, the giving it up, you know, and it happens. All you have to do, there's no doing, you know, there's just being willing, you know, and that's been so powerful. And I have just taken off my mask in here, and I keep coming back to take it off, and I just always feel so grateful, because there's such a generous space here for that. And so just, you know, let's keep letting it be effortless, you know. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Melinda. Oh, yes, absolutely. It is effortless. It doesn't have to be hard. And I noticed this morning when I came in the room, I got up and came in really early and checked to make sure that the radio was working and all was well. And then I got up to come and check before the service, and the radio is not working. And so I spent a kind of frantic half hour trying to get together with the people at Shoutcast to figure out why they're not connecting. There's something wrong on their end of the service. And I was just, you know, my persona, the persona of being in charge of the radio and being in charge of the admins and all these things that I'm looking at, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, people are going to think that I'm really slacking and I'm not doing a good job. And, you know, those are the masks, honestly, has absolutely nothing to do with what I am or what you are. And I just have to keep remembering that all things are lessons that God would have me learn, and everything that happens, past, present, and to come, is gently planned by one whose only purpose is my good. And therefore, you know, why should I be panicking over the radio working or not working, people, you know, being able to join? I think maybe a lot of people came in the room that would have been listening on the radio. So, you know, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for everyone here. I'm grateful for Dove, everyone here. And, oh wow, Jay's saying just right this instant, there was a car wreck outside of his condo right when I was talking about my franticness. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is in the world. So I want to thank you all for being part of my one mind and for joining with me. And I also wanted to thank Jay for posting the link to the Yahoo group. We have a Yahoo group now to discuss what comes up. And so, you know, if something is coming up, please join the discussion group. It is, Jay will post the link for it, and please join with us. And it's a place where we can talk about what's going on in our lives and how our belief systems, how what's going on in our world is really being affected by our choices and our choosing to choose again, our decision to choose again. Colin, I'm going to give up the mic for Rev Wayne.
Hi, you hear, am I on? How's my sound? Everyone got me? Good, good, good. Just to be quick, I just wanted to say quickly, in terms of persona and masks, as an actor, one of the things I've noticed through the years is how hard and difficult it always is when you have to give up a role. One of the most, you know, you place a part that you invest a lot of time in, a lot of energy in, you memorize your lines, you have your outfits and your emotional life and all that, and you put time in, whether it be months or a year or whatever the amount of time is, and then you have to give it up, and there's a hangover period. You're bummed and you're sad and you're depressed. Could you imagine what it's like to have to give up a role of a lifetime, to have to give up the role of a father or a husband or a wife or a spouse? How difficult is that? It's very difficult, and so the idea of self forgiveness and forgiving others it should come easy just in hearing that. And for me, it's always been easy to say I forgive myself for not being able to give up my role as that I gave myself before I can even remember, no less one that I chose for myself and one that I auditioned for. So just something to think about, and that's all. I'll give up the mic. God bless everyone. Bye bye.
Oh, I just want to express my gratitude for being able to share my music. That's always a joy for me. And second of all, I wanted to say that your lesson today, Dove, was just perfect with the NTI lesson that I read this morning. And I'm realizing that I can let go of all of my thoughts, even the thought of my joy, anyway, I realize that there are deeper pastures, which reminds me of another song, but anyway, that's another story. Anyway, thank you all for expressing your appreciation for what I played this morning. So long.
All right, thank you so much, Ron Clark, Reverend Wayne Stills, Lynn Johnson, Melinda, and I guess I'm going to say a few words about sharing. All are invited to share. If anyone has any more shares, just please say so. We still have another few minutes to go. So if there's anything you'd like to say, and it doesn't have to be anything that you consider profound. It could be something like, I love you, Lynn Castaldo. Thank you so much. This mic is all yours.
Good morning, everyone. And it is a beautiful service, and I thank all of you. What came up for me during our meditation was when Dev was saying, I am a son of God. And I always have to change that to child of God. So what came up for me was let go of the concept of son, daughter. Let go of the lies of differences. You know, those masks that we were talking about. You are the equal children of God, and you are love. So notice the thoughts when the body tension arises. And remember, I do not know what I am. So as you search for truth, you will know who you are. So the practice is, I am the holy child of God, whom he loves and is well pleased. So now the lesson is, practice the trust and the believing. So thank you, and love to all.
Okay, thank you so much, Lynn Castaldo, who's here as a guest teacher, sharing every Monday, I think it is, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Christian Lee from Chicago, yes, turning this mic over to you. Okay. All right, I know Christian, who of course is here, I think he's definitely here on Sunday night. He'll be here tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Chicago time. I think he's here one other time. So the mic didn't pick up this particular time. I just posted, Linda wants to share. Jacqueline Irwin said, no mic, please express my love and gratitude. So you can share in text form too, of course. Of course you can do that. Linda Hardesty, the mic is yours.
I was particularly taken by what you said about Dove, about sharing right before you opened up the mic at the very first after your talk, I think it was, and that was that the willingness was all it takes, and I have been working with that thought on and off in these few minutes and trying to come up with the state of mind that I want to be in order to share, which is just open and willing. And so I took the mic. And I very much appreciate the spirit, the giving, the effortness, the willingness, the openness that all the people who are participating in this gathering are showing, and very much appreciate all the work that has gone into this beautiful manifestation of God. I'm off the mic.
All right. Thank you so much, Linda. And that is true. There is a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, you might say. We have a Monday evening meeting to make sure that we do actually have something that is something that you want to come to and attend and to be a part of, to contribute, to share. And I think you also picked up on what I was about to say in a few minutes that I have left. I did notice, and this was just an observation, that everyone here who basically shared on the microphone are also on the schedule as guest teachers at Awakening Together, at Gather right here. So they have already made a commitment to actually develop trust. And it's really the trusting of knowing that everything is given to you. You can read about this. Someone can tell you about it, but until you experience that it's effortless, once you step back and let him lead the way, it's effortless that everything is given to you. This is something that does take practice, and yes, that's what ACIM Gather has been for 10 years. We do know that Regina arrived here 8 years ago in 2005, and yes, she immediately recognized the value of teaching and sharing. In fact, she made a two-minute audio clip, which I'm going to ask Phil first to get that copy of that made back in 2006. She says, whenever you have an opportunity to share on the mic or even to post something on our, in those days it was Yahoo Groups, on the Peace of God, do it. Do it right here in the room. It's an opportunity to develop trust in your true strength. So with that, I'm going to just mention that this is a link to the Gather schedule we have here. And wherever, when you go there, wherever it says David, Dove and Holy Spirit, Dove and Holy Spirit is open time. So if you find a day or a time that's open for you, just get in touch with either Lynn or myself or Jay and say, I'd like to have this time. And sometimes it gets a half hour, and usually a half hour is a great way to start. And that's the way to practice. That's the way you develop trust. This is not a matter where you just trust totally and just let go of everything. This is a matter of practicing over a period of time. Yes, at first you'll have butterflies like everybody else has butterflies. But the butterflies is the mask. You're not the mask. Those are not your limits. Everything is given to you to share. So if you find something, a day or a time is good, just contact us. And I'm with my own gratitude here, I'm just going to mention, and as Regina does and all the ministers here do, if there's anything that you would like to share with me on anything that happened, you want to comment on anything, it doesn't really matter. You can always contact me right here at Gallup, send me a private message, or you can send me an email at hdfishman@aol.com, hdfishman@aol.com. I must confess, the preferred way is if you're on Facebook to send me a private message on Facebook. That's the fastest way for me to respond, because I always see my messages there almost immediately. So that's the preferred way. The other ways are fine. Right here, right now, I just want to spend another minute or two. We're about to turn this mic over to you. Thank you so much, Marie Tebes, who I forgot to mention is one of the admins. She's here on Thursday morning from 8 to 12. She's one of the admins, along with Melinda and Regina and Lynn and Jay. And she has been here as an admin for a number of years. Thank you so much, Marie, for your willingness to actually just serve. And really, serving is really, Werner Erhard once said, when I don't know who I am, I serve. And when I know who I am served. I am served. And that is so true. So serving is a way of going through the healing process. And she's on next with Neil McGregor from the Portal House in Stuart, Florida, followed by Barb DeWater, followed by Rev. Julie Gillespie, The Way of Mastery. We have a full afternoon ahead. I'm coming up to 5 o'clock. It's going to be Rabbi Benny Silverman, who's now joined us at 5 o'clock on a regular basis. 6 o'clock, Cheryl Valentine will be here. She will be here at 6 o'clock. 7 o'clock, you know, Regina will not be here, but we do have Regis Rees said he's going to fill in, and he's not going to play any CDs or audio files. He's going to speak on the value of awakening together, on the value of awakening together. He's taking Regina's spot at 7. 8 o'clock, I'm happy to announce that Juby and Claire from Endeavor Academy, two very clear teachers, are here. 9 o'clock, Lynn Johnson, and 10 o'clock, Christian Lee from Chicago. Thanking everyone for being here for our third Awakening Together services. Next week, of course, you know Regina is back and she'll be leading. And thank you all. Truly, it has been a distinct joy and pleasure being here with you and for you. Thank you so much. Turning this mic over to you, Marie Tebes.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Portal House. Yes. That was a lovely, lovely gathering. Thank you, Bob, and thank you, Brad. Really feels like we're sitting right here in the house. That was really great. Thank you, thank you. And, you know, there's never any coincidences.